What's your experience with those two agents in terms of what you actually see clinically in terms of side effects and toxicity, and how do you deal with it?
How do you manage the side effects of the tyrosine kinase?
What are they, and how do you manage them?
Well, with sunitinib, the most common effects are fatigue, some mouth sensitivity, stomatitis that really is more of a sensitivity to acidic substances, sometimes some hand-foot syndrome, and diarrhea. Diarrhea is very straightforward. It's the usual, Imodium usually works very well. Sometimes there'll be some hypertension that requires adjustment of medications. Usually fairly straightforward to do. The mouth sensitivity, usually not a deal breaker, but some patients will sometimes need to use some mouthwash, anesthetic mouthwash that'll help them. But usually not a deal breaker, really. More of an annoyance. And the fatigue, there we basically rule out the occasional patient who will develop hypothyroidism as a consequence of sunitinib.
Do you actually screen and do thyroid function tests?
We do, but we do not recommend acting on an asymptomatic elevation of TSH in a patient who's feeling well and has no symptoms. So we don't offer thyroid replacement therapy. We do, however, do that for a patient who develops severe fatigue and is showing us an elevation of TSH, because sometimes this really can ameliorate the toxicity.
And now, has the thyroid syndrome been seen with sorafenib?
No.
So what's the typical syndrome you see there with sorafenib?
There, it's more hypertension, hand-foot syndrome, occasionally other skin rash. There may be some diarrhea, occasionally some nausea. These are the most common toxicities with sorafenib.
So your ballpark clinical impression in terms of the fraction of patients who get either one of those agents where, it really gets to be a problem?
I would say it's probably, in my experience, about 10% of patients on sunitinib early on will need a dose reduction. With sorafenib, probably same thing, but with sorafenib, it's more for hand-foot syndrome and blood pressure. With sunitinib, it's more because of fatigue.
Do you think that's because of the schedule or the inherent differences in the drug?
I think there are inherent differences in terms of the vulnerable tissues. But, it's interesting because there was a study, update on the expanded access program for the sunitinib study, and it did show that over time, a good proportion of patients end up with a dose reduction, about a third down to 37.5 milligrams and a smaller fraction down to 25 milligrams. So it does seem that the longer you stay on this drug, the greater the risk that you will develop a toxicity.